Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless, gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, hello and welcome to Steelers Today. It's day seven, is it?
Day seven?
Day seven of training camp at Heinz Field. See, Terminators on the count here.
They're all running together.
They're running together. This day was kind of a downer after yesterday. There's pads and everybody doing set drills that looked like football, and then
they come out in shorts today, and I knew it when I saw them walking out and the guys were in shells. And the only thing that kind of caught my eyes, they were, when they come out and do their little walkthrough before practice, they were doing some two-minute offense. And I'm like, okay, they're going to give us a little two-minute today. And as it turns out, Rudy can fail.
Oh, geez.
Because Mason Rudolph got the team down to the 3-yard line, ran out of time. The ball didn't hit the ground on Mason Rudolph's.
This is at the end of practice.
Yeah, they had a minute and 18 seconds left, one timeout. Started at their own 48, and they had to score a touchdown. He got them down the field, threw a pass short of the end zone. Minka Fitzpatrick came up, made the tackle at the 3. Clock ran out. That one's over. Dwayne Haskins did the same thing working with the 2s. There was a blown coverage. It was 3rd and 3 from the 30 with about 15 seconds left. So it was pretty much time to make something happen there. And the defense blew a coverage. It was cover 2, actually. And Rico Bussey's running all by himself down the sideline. Touchdown, end of practice.
What the citizens need to know is that he told this entire story just to drop the Clash reference.
Absolutely.
He really did.
Because Rudy can fail.
Let's talk a little bit about, since you brought him up, Dwayne Haskins and the kind of camp that he's had. He is, and understandably, a focal point for a lot of fans. There's no way that you can be into football enough to follow the draft that closely, to see Washington take him, to see Washington put him right out there. He comes to Pittsburgh the next year, and you're not just going to forget about him. You're not going to think he has no potential. And when you watch him, Dale, the stuff that, Ben Roethlisberger made the joke earlier this summer about how he could throw the ball through the car wash and not have it get wet, the arm is there.
He's got a first-round arm. There's no doubt about that. And he made a throw today late in practice to one of the tight ends. And he threw the ball so hard, the tight end, and it was about a 20-yard little post pattern. He threw it so hard, the tight end, it was Dax Raymond, had no choice but to catch it in self-defense. It was going to take his head off. But it was a great throw. You got to pass the defender, and boom, it was on the tight end. Some of the other things we'll see about. I think Mike Tomlin talked about it after practice that, that one of the things that you have when you're a backup quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger works with the ones.
Yes.
That's who he works with.
You're working with 2s and 3s and 4s.
And sometimes,
especially this phase of camp.
Sometimes all mixed together. So learning those guys, not knowing, Ben Roethlisberger knows the 3 or 4 receivers he's going to work with. Mason Rudolph largely knows he's going to work with most of those same guys who are going to be on the team. When you're Dwayne Haskins, maybe you're working with a Rico Bussey one day. Maybe you're working with, some Matthew Sexton the next day, and you're learning these guys and how they work.
Right. Well, to his credit, though, a couple days ago, we saw Haskins roll out to the right, and you know which play I'm talking about here, and he sees Zach Gentry, who is a 2 or a 3.
A 3.
Okay, in this offense. Right. But he's got double coverage on him, following him down the right sideline. And the moment the ball leaves Haskins' hand, you know it's a completion. That's how pretty the play was. That's how definitive and authoritative it was. It is, between that and his ability to move, it does give you a little bit of pause when you watch him, in a good way.
Yeah, and you know, his movement skills are not his strong point. I mean, he's not a mobile quarterback.
No, but he's strong, is what I mean.
He's
when
strong,
when he moves, when he steps up.
He's a long strider. I mean, his legs go up to here.
But when he steps up in the pocket, it's with authority. Do you know what I'm talking about? When the rush is coming this way, we've seen it a couple of times here. He'll step forward. It's not like he's turtling or something. He knows where he's going.
I like what he's doing. He's taking care of the ball, but at the same time, being aggressive. He's dialed in, even in the reps in which he's not going. He's building a rapport with the group of guys that he's getting an opportunity to work with. And I think that's a component of this that we don't often talk about, too, is, you know, there's a get to know in terms of the cohesion, particularly when you're working with multiple groups and multiple people. And that's a guy that's getting some third group reps. That's a guy that's getting some second group reps. And so he's got a lot of people to get comfortable with.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, he and Mason Rudolph in the preseason. And Josh Dobbs has done nothing. He continues to make some plays in this camp as well. So I don't know that they're as bad off as a lot of people nationally seem to think.
At the position? Yeah. I mean, if Ben gets hurt, I mean, it's still...
You've got three guys with NFL experience. They're probably the only team in the league. I'd have to go look it up. Maybe I think Dallas does, but they're not the high pedigree guys that the Steelers have here. That have four quarterbacks with NFL experience on their roster.
Now, that's something to consider here because, you know, not all that long ago, the Steelers were rolling out Duck in Los Angeles. And this is not that. This is definitely not that. When we come back, the defensive secondary is starting to make some waves.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back. Another point of concern, if not excitement, has been the secondary. And in fact, if you look over the defense and you account for the fact that Alex Highsmith is showing as well as he is and kind of starting to settle down the concerns about losing Bud, what you're really left with is a concern at right outside cornerback and slot corner. One or the other being manned by Cam Sutton. So you can say either one. You know what I'm saying?
As I wrote about in our Friday Insider, it's going to be Cam Sutton on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to figure out who that slot's going to be. They finally, the last 2 days, have worked some dime into the equation. In those situations, you're seeing Cam Sutton go back inside and be the dime linebacker.
Yes.
But you're seeing James Pierre on the outside. And then you're seeing Antoine Brooks and Arthur Millett fighting for that nickel spot. And what they're looking for there is a Mike Hilton clone. You know, they could go with Cam Sutton there, but there's a reason why Cam Sutton couldn't beat Mike Hilton out. Mike Hilton was a playmaker out of that spot. Cam Sutton's the better cover guy.
Yeah. He's going to be less splash.
But there's less of those, you know, the run-stopping plays, the plays in the backfield, those kind of things.
They want to be able to use the plays that they had in place for Hilton specifically to get at the quarterback, to trigger him in a certain direction, to disrupt the offensive rhythm.
What it does is it gets them some one-on-one matchups up front, too. If somebody on the offense has to account for the cornerback blitzing from the slot, then they can't, you know, double-team TJ or double-team anybody, you know, Cam Hayward or one of those guys, because they have to slide some coverage out to make sure that the nickel corner isn't coming in as well. So, you know, I looked it up. Mike Hilton blitzed 70 times last year.
Oh, my goodness. 70. From a slot corner position. That's insane. Yesterday, Dale, you and I were talking with Antoine Brooks, and I brought up with him about being like Mike Hilton. And to be honest with you, I wasn't sure how he'd react to that, because a lot of guys will just say, hey, I got to be me. Listen to this response.
Antoine, you're going to hear Mike Hilton's name an awful lot, I'm sure, in the days and the weeks to come here. How much do you look at his game or at all, or is it just, I've just got to be me?
Oh, no, of course. I look at Mike's game all the time. One of the best blitzers in that touched the Steelers uniform. He taught me a lot while he was here, and I appreciate him being, you know, I call him my OG, so I appreciate him being a big brother figure to me when, you know, when I was here and trying to get the nickel spot or trying to, you know, just really trying to learn the defense.
Especially the blitzing component that stands out?
Of course, especially that, you know, that's my physicality in the game. Really like the blitz, you know, blitz, cover, you know, Mike did it all. I really just want, you know, fill in his shoes, you know, maybe, maybe not, mostly maybe.
He knows. Well, what you just said.
I guarantee it's come up more than once in the, yeah, in the room when they're talking about this. They're watching film of Mike Hilton on a daily basis. Arthur Millette said the same thing. I'm watching what Mike Hilton did because that's their defense. That's, yeah, the defense that they want to run.
Right. And I also wonder where, though, in all of this, James Pierre fits, because Pierre has shown well here. Okay. And I understand that, you know, you need more than one guy and you need depth, and maybe Pierre could be a guy who spells, you know, if Hayden gets hurt, Sutton gets hurt or whatever else, you need more than one guy. But at the same time, he's looking very good.
Yeah, I much like the national perception of the quarterback room, I don't know that the perception or the way they feel about their cornerbacks is quite the way that people outside of, mm-hmm, of the organization feel about their cornerbacks. They would have gone out and gotten somebody more than, or, you know, than Arthur Millette if they felt that this was going to be a big issue.
Yes. Yeah, they would have made
money.
An effort.
They have money. Mm-hmm. There are guys out there that they could have went and signed who have played.
Which they've done at other positions.
Which they've done at other positions.
When they needed a three edge rusher,
they went and got
Melvin Ingram, for crying out loud.
Always tell you what they think, or, you know, what their plans are, what their intentions are, by the moves or that they make or they don't make.
Or they don't make, yeah.
And this one's telling me, it's screaming to me, that they feel comfortable with their secondary.
Now, two words that we haven't brought up in this discussion, and conspicuously so, are Justin Lane. Justin and Lane. What do you think?
I don't dislike
Justin. You're not
Justin
down
Lane.
On him?
I'm
okay.
Not down on Justin Lane at all. You know, he made a play in a football today, and again, Rico Bussey, Lane comes in, tips the ball away. Bussey kind of looks around, finds it in the air, and catches it for a catch. It was a good play.
Yeah, it's not. That's not Lane getting burned.
That's
right.
Not him. He made a play on the football. So there's something there. You know, right now Justin Lane though is you know the more, whatever you want to look at, the better player, the more complete player, the guy who's higher on the depth chart. That doesn't mean that can't change. We saw it last year.
Yeah.
When Lane was playing ahead of him.
Yes.
I think they're both promising young cornerbacks. The key word being young. You know, we saw a whole bunch of first-round cornerbacks come into the league the last couple of years, and every single one of those guys struggled their first couple of years in the league.
Right.
It's just what happens.
It doesn't mean you're Artie Burns right off the bat. And by the way, Artie actually got off to a semi-decent start in his career.
Absolutely.
And then
he couldn't remember the plays.
And then he couldn't remember the plays. poor Artie. No way we could get through an entire segment on the second here without burying Artie one last time.
Yeah. Just remember, Rudy can't fail.
Nice.
In this case, he could.
Nice. We'll be back Monday with a new episode of Steelers Today.